call this meeting to order on Friday, May 10th, 2019 at 6:15 p.m. on the fourth floor of the Joe Crowley Student Union, Conference Room 406. Moving into the second item on the agenda, roll call.
Senator Komanduri.
Present.
Senator Banfer.
Present.
Senator Davenport.
Present.
Senator Harvey. Present. Senator J. Hall.
Absence excused.
Senator Melcher.
Absence unexcused.
Senator Romero.
Absence excused.
Senator Beltre.
Present.
Senator Yang.
Present.
Quorum is present.
All right. Moving into agenda item 3, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing none, we will move into agenda item 6, new business, election of a vice chair. All right. So the vice chair is going to fulfill the duties of the chair in times that the chair is unable to do so, like posting agendas and leading meetings. The vice chair will take minutes in case the secretary does not show up. If the committee chair ever has to present a piece of legislation or present their opinion on something, the gavel will be passed to the vice chair, etc. So I will now be opening up the floor for nominations for the position of a vice chair on the Committee of Safety, Sustainability, and Wellness. You can nominate yourself or someone else. Nominations do not require a second. Senator Banford.
I nominate myself for vice chair on the Committee of Safety, Sustainability, and Wellness.
Do you accept?
Yes.
Are there any more nominations? All right, seeing no further nominations, nominations are closed. Do you want to give a speech? Or?
Sure. I prepared one. I might as well.
Yes.
Okay, hi everybody. My name is Eva Banford. I'm studying environmental engineering here at UNR. I'm pretty involved on campus and I care a lot about safety, sustainability, and wellness. All three are interconnected and they are the reasons I chose my major. So for my goals, I already talked a lot about my goals a couple weeks ago during the Senate meeting, but just to recap, I really want to improve safety on campus and work with UNR PD. I really want sexual assault safety to become a priority of ours. I also want to start getting creative about how we can get students to be more aware about the sustainable efforts on campus, and as well as get them invested in how they can participate and further our goals. I really want this committee to work with Zach Green in getting more sustainable efforts into the school's strategic plan. When I talked to him a while ago, he had some really great ideas and some ambitious goals that I think we could adopt ourselves as a committee. And I also want to start talking to students about their experiences with the health center and counseling services and see where we can improve on those. So that's really it. I know I've said these things many times before, but yeah, I just really want to do what I can to see this committee move in the right direction.
Thank you, Senator. Are there any questions for the candidate? Seeing none, do you guys want to move into a discussion? Okay. So can I just go into a roll call vote or by unanimous consent?
I think you can do it by unanimous consent.
All right. We will now move into a vote on the candidate through unanimous consent. All in favor of electing Senator Banford to the position of Vice Chair on the Committee for Safety, Sustainability, and Wellness, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any nay? Abstentions. All right. Seeing none, Senator Banford has received the majority vote, and we now approve the nomination of Senator Banford to the position of Vice Chair on the Committee of Safety, Sustainability, and Wellness. All right. Moving into agenda, moving into subsection B on agenda item 6, committee goals. Would any of you like to share your committee goals for this year? Senator Harvey?
Okay, so I had two kind of major goals that I had, I guess. Mm-hmm. They're really short, but they're kind of things that we've already been talking about and having in motion. So I want to work with Director Green to advertise for both the SNF and UPass. I think since those are both, well, the SNF's not really new, but since they're both relatively, well, the UPass is new and SNF doesn't typically have very many applicants every year, I think that we need to advertise more for that. And then I know that my other one was, I know that a lot of like committee members and just like Senate members have talked about this a lot, so I just think it's something that we should maybe look into a little bit. But expanding the student health center hours, personally, like, it wasn't like one of my like main goals, but since it has been such a main topic of conversation a lot, and since now we have like a committee that can be dedicated to it, I think that that's something that we can kind of look into.
Awesome. Anyone else want to talk about any goals they have for the committee? Senator Veltri?
Yeah, so for the committee, I plan on hopefully being able to focus on the wellness aspect. I feel like, or at least from my perspective, I feel like a lot of our goals when it came to the candidacy were focused on the safety aspect, such as like the blue emergency call boost and like things such as that. So I feel like as a whole, a lot of our directed focus is towards safety already as it is, and I'm sure it can be improved upon, but what I hope to like see and accomplish is to like work with like counseling services and other clinics and stuff like that that can also be expanded, and more awareness can be brought to them by the students, because I know there's been a past senator, I believe it was a senator in the College of Business, he was working with counseling services to improve like the application process so that students could be more directed towards their the therapist who can help most. That way they can see the most progress towards their like wellness of mind.
That's awesome. All right. Senator Yang?
Senator Harvey basically touched on everything, but to further develop that, I also would really want to work hand-in-hand with Zach Green, especially in the composting aspect. I know he's done a lot of work with that, so, and he talked briefly during the Senate meeting about maybe even implementing it like this summer. So I think I would love for our committee to really like support him in that aspect and just make that a reality for UNR.
All right, awesome. Anyone else? Senator Bamfer?
So kind of along with what Senator Yang was saying, working with Zach Green, so he really wanted to start aligning the university with the City of Reno Sustainability Action Plan. And so what they're doing is they have an entire like spreadsheet of things that they really want to do to start getting the city itself onto a more eco-friendly path. And I think that it would be good if we started aligning the university with those values as well.
All right. Anyone else on their goals? Senator Davenport?
Going off of Senator Harvey, I think we should partner with the Student Health Center and the events that they put on. Director Green, me, and Senator Romero are all peer health educators for the Student Health Center. So I think the person over the program talked about ASUN helping last year, but the efforts weren't really... solidified on like the senator part. So just more interaction with like senators and participating in the Student Health Center.
Okay, awesome. Senator Harvey?
Just kind of in response to that, I feel like if that was a liaison position, I don't know what.
Yeah, we're gonna be going over liaison positions today too. So.
Oh, yeah. So if that was like, I don't know if that's already a liaison position or if that's the one that we could create. Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So, are there any more discussion on committee goals? Is there any more discussion on committee goals? No? All right, seeing none, we will move into the next agenda item, 2019 spring liaison positions. So, I recently talked with Senator Jen Rogers about liaison positions because there was no real place for us to find which liaison positions went to the university affairs and which ones went to safety, sustainability, and wellness, and which ones we should work on together. So we kind of divvied those up based on past minutes for when this was also a special committee in the previous session. So I am going to list off liaison positions, and please put out your hand if you would like to be a liaison for this position. Okay. So first,
wait, can you sorry.
No, you're fine.
Can you list it out first and then we discuss?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, I'm just gonna list them out. So first is university police. And then student health services. Residence Hall Association. Environmental issues. Campus traditions and athletics. And the fitness center. Senator Harvey?
Is campus traditions and athletics one?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. So, do you guys want to move into the discussion on the liaison positions, or would you like me to begin assigning them? Discussion? All mm-hmm. right. So, Senator Harvey?
For environmental issues, what would go under that umbrella?
We are still kind of figuring out what would, like, necessarily go under that, but I think it would have, like, a lot to do with, like, sustainability issues. For example, the composting pilot program that Zach Green started, that would probably fall under it. Probably any kind of waste discussion, such okay. as Nice Cans Nevada, et cetera, other companies we work with.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Any further discussion?
can you just briefly state, like, a brief description for each liaison position?
Sure.
Do you have any?
Yeah. So, university police would do with, like, the student cadets, as well as the resource center we have near the arts building. So just, like, being a liaison between those. Student health services would work with the student health center, as well as any student health services offered within, like, the dorms. fitness center would work with the weekend, and then campus traditions and athletics. We aren't really sure what that one, what they mean by campus traditions, but the athletics department and the athletes make up 3% of the student population, so working with them. And then, as I already talked about, environmental issues, and then Residence Hall Association are the student-led groups within the residence halls. That's like the student council for each residence hall. Every residence hall has their own, so mm-hmm. working with that. All right. Any further discussion? No? All right. Seeing none, just raise out your hand after I call on each liaison position. Who wants to work on university police? Senator Veltri and Senator Bamfer. All right, student health services. Veltri and Davenport. Residence Hall Association.
I have a question.
Yes.
I mean, since, like, a lot of our committee members are absent, can we revisit this?
Yes, yeah. We can. We will give a report mm-hmm. on liaison positions for the next agenda.
Okay.
And during that time, we can also discuss
okay, awesome.
Liaison positions that haven't been assigned. All right. So, all right. Environmental issues. Senator Harvey, Bamfer, and Yang. Campus traditions and athletics. I was planning on working on that one, but it's a smaller liaison position, so if anyone's all right. Fitness center. All right. Senator Harvey.
Yeah.
Senator Bamfer, Senator Yang. All right. All right. Senator Davenport?
Are we going to discuss the ones we're sharing with university affairs?
Yes. I do need to work with Jen a little bit more on, like, how we're planning on, like, sharing them. Pretty much, and, like, working with both committees, but we decided that counseling service and campus escort would be shared between the both of us. And if you're wondering, like, what liaison positions university affairs has, It's parking and transportation, campus planning, student legal services, university housing, and fraternity and sorority life. Mm-hmm. All right. All right. So, moving into agenda item 7, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing none, I will move into agenda item 8, adjournment. I adjourn this meeting at 6:31 p.m.